Good morning, listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Chit Chat Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the hazards of technology for human health. Let's start off by just saying that we all are human.
Nice.
That was just a lame joke. It's okay.
Grab a coffee and let's chit chat. I'll start off. Due to advancements in technology, there have been both positive and negative effects. So positive effects are the fact that we've become more connected than ever. And it's led to movements such as Black Lives Matter. People are made more aware of different issues. It's a medium of raising awareness, things like that. But then there's also been negative effects of technology and its overuse. They can lead to psychological and physical issues, such as eye strain and difficulty focusing on important tasks. But they can also contribute to more serious health conditions, such as depression.
Just to clarify, when we talk about technology, are we saying only like social media, or what do we define as technology?
I think we should take into account all types of technology, not just social media.
Okay. If there's advancement in all types of technology, I would say, considering that there's also advancements in medical technology, that obviously is a positive thing. It helps human health. It helps, advancements in medical care.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. Like, you can look at it even now with like COVID vaccines and stuff like that. Like, without the technology that has been like advanced till this day, there would be the vaccines. And even though like right now the vaccines are proving to be a bit less effective on the Delta variant, or like it's not as, it only leads it to like less harm symptoms, but you still catch the disease, it still is a massive improvement from if you didn't get the vaccine. So without this technology, it'd be detrimental.
I feel like we can't debate technology on its own. So we need to split it down, because there's obviously good parts about technology and bad parts about technology. So let's split it into like parts of technology that we want to talk about first. So the first part of technology we can talk about is, let's say, like everyday technology. So your phone, your car, your washing machine, things like that. I know it's still super broad because you can't compare it, but you can still say like a comparison from now and 50 years ago when this technology wasn't as prevalent, because right, like the life has changed so much. If you compare like the 1700s to the 1600s, it was almost the same, maybe differences in culture or something, but other than that, like, you couldn't tell. Same thing with the difference in like 1600 and 1500, like not much progress was being made. But then once the Industrial Revolution happened, like culture skyrocketed. I can't even relate to the things that my brother's culture is like doing, and I doubt that it's gonna be the same thing like 1500, 1600, like in 2100. We can't even imagine what life would be like, because if someone told me in 2010 that like technology would be so far in 2021, it seems so normal to us, because that's the thing about the Matrix, right? People keep expecting like, oh, one day we're going to wake up and we're going to be surrounded by technology and we're going to be in the Matrix, blah, blah, blah. I don't think that's how it goes, because you can't just wake up and realize that you're surrounded by technology. It's such a gradual process. And that's like the dangerous part for us, because we're so like used to it. And it's like, it used to be that technology used to help us, but now it's become such a relevant part of our daily routine that like so much dependence on it might not be the best thing.
Thanks for that insightful monologue. I would say, going off your point on technology such as washing machine, combined with the fact that we're all addicted to our phones and stuff, so like we're also moving around less, combined with that fact, I feel like washing machines, when they were initially invented, they were obviously very useful because, like, it helped. Like, I'm assuming it was when, like, females were mostly the ones taking care of the house. So they were doing a lot of work, right, at home. So I guess it helped a lot with that then. But I feel like now it's, like, just reducing our activity even further. So I feel like with all of the technology combined, human health can be sacrificed in the fact that we're just going out and moving about less, as well as, like, for example, grocery shopping. A lot of people are just ordering online now.
Yeah, we can even see that now, like during COVID, especially like in town, like you can't really leave the house and most people are just stuck on their technology, like watching television or on their phones, texting people and stuff like that. So it really limits the amount that you like move around. Like I used to walk every single day to school and walk back, but now I don't even do that.
What?
Like that's like the, not to school, to the BTS, sorry. Sorry, the BTS. I used to walk to BTS and that's like the minimum, right? But now I can't even do that because
no one's stopping you. Go walk to the BTS.
I don't want to walk to the BTS. I'm scared of COVID.
And also, but I guess you could say in that way, technology might have made it.
Can I say something
better?
For the record?
Mm-hmm.
Emily, I've been to your house. You have a treadmill.
I don't have a treadmill.
I've seen a treadmill.
Wrong house. I don't have a treadmill.
Oh, I was bluffing, but whatever.
What the heck? Go on.
As I was saying, in that way, you could say in the current situation, technology might make it better for human health because we're able to do online shopping and all of that stuff, we're leaving the house less. In that way,
yeah, that's true.
We have less of expensive things.
But honestly, like, okay, for my family at least, the only place we can go out is literally to buy groceries. Like, my family's out right now buying groceries. Like, it's like the only way we can go out, you know? Like, that's like the kind of the only escape from technology in a way.
I mean, what do you mean escape from technology? You all could sit in the living room or you all could eat dinner for like
hour. All sit in the living room and we can like we usually like watch a series together.
Exactly. Like, why don't you play a board game? Like, that's escaping from technology. Why don't you play a board game or like play
I'm talking about like going out. Okay, like we can't really go out anywhere except
I know okay, you can't go out, but this is, we're talking about technology. You're saying you're stuck at home with technology. I'm saying that you don't have to be like you can just have some dinner or
but the way things are, we have dinner, of course we have like a break from technology, but most of our lives is like full of technology.
Is that like by choice or are you a victim?
It's like by lifestyle, I guess. Like, I'm not saying it's like a bad thing. I don't think it's like affected us in a bad way, like as a family. I think it actually is a good way. Like, we watched like AGT, America's Got Talent, and stuff like that, which is really fun. And we like bond over that. But there's also like the negative effects, especially now, that we can't, like, we would usually, if we wanted to take a break from technology, we would go out to like to a restaurant or something like that. But now it's like, or like just walking around the shopping mall. But now it's like we're full of technology all the time, kind of, because we're stuck at home.
Yeah,
Anna, but you're the number one technology hater, right?
Yeah.
Pardon? Oh, Anna. Yeah.
She is the one with the nature. I was gonna say, but one thing that has helped, I guess, in during COVID, how technology has helped, is that, I mean, you could they have many like programs for home workouts, things like that, which it's hard to come up on your own without any technology. In that way, I guess a lot of like social media has connected us in a way over the pandemic, and
it can also lead to people like feeling kind of isolated, you know, like if you don't have any human contact, then the only contact you have is kind of in technology. It can kind of just make you feel alone in a way, you know, like it's not like you're having like the proper communication, and the fact that everyone's like reliant on technology so much, it can just help people just feel kind of alone.
As much as like I like to see this argument come from a 400,000 snap score lady, I completely agree that like the more like it's a trend, the more you like I've seen it, the more that people are active on social media, the like more alone they feel.
But in a way, like as in people who are quarantining, maybe technology is what connects them to other people. So that could actually have the opposite effect. It could make them feel less alone when they're just, you know.
I know, but like I think there's an extent. So if you just mindlessly scroll through Instagram because you're bored, like
yeah.
People make an argument social media helps you connect, but like I feel like it's more of an entertainment more than a social media now, because
I'm talking about technology for being call your friends and your family.
Yeah, like so group calls or something like that, right? Like video calls or like FaceTime, that helps you connect. But then if you look at like the argument I was making was social media, and like people use social media to connect. I'm saying like even 50% of the time people use it, but like the other 50% is just content consumption. And if you get bored, especially during like COVID-19 lockdown, you're gonna get bored easily. Like then you're just gonna be consuming content more than you actually connect with people.
Also, can we make a small
Also, I feel like, sorry, quickly just adding on to your point, I feel like a lot of times, even when you are communicating with people on social media, it's usually to send other content on the platform. So it's not necessarily connection, you know? Okay, Emily, continue.
No, I was just saying, like, I think it's also, we should kind of compare, like, if you compare our childhood to, like, our parents' childhood or our grandparents' childhood, most of theirs would probably be like going out and like having fun with friends and stuff like that. Meanwhile, us, we have like
memories.
Yeah, but because of like the amount of technology in our lives, it kind of limits us, and it limits our imagination in a way. Like
I will say, adding on to what you said, you know how our parents had like such a fun childhood or whatever, I would say that, you know, the one time, like even out of all the residentials and everything I've gone on, probably the time where it was the most adventurous would be the time where they took our phones away in DOE.
Yeah. That is very true. So basically DOE is, it stands for Duke of Edinburgh, and it's this expedition sort of, basically you go on a trip and you are not allowed to have any technology other than, unless you count compasses and stuff like that, as technology, which yeah it is, but so we had to navigate with no use of modern technology, and for 3 days none of us had any contact with anyone else except each other, and we formed a lot of memories.
Like the best part was, you know how reliant we are on technology, like we got stuck in a place where our compass wasn't working. I don't know what was, nothing was working because the maps were outdated.
Fine. You know, actually none of us were really like, we weren't desperate to go on our phones or anything. We actually had a lot of fun and we survived fine without the phones, which goes,
I think, like, that's just people. Because you were in each other's company. If it was like just you and then I took your phone away and then I gave you a compass and you go, like that might be a different story.
That's true.
So like I guess you replaced technology with your friends.
It's if you have friends and people to spend time with and you stop using
if you have friends. Thanks, Anna. I thought we all were friends, but okay.
You decide to take off. Like,
just ignores me. Literally just ignores me. No. Pause. I literally just like called you
You're
out.
You're my friend.
You got a friend in.
You're not really missing out on much. I know that whenever I frequently switch off my phone because I get annoyed of it, I just switch it off and I like do whatever I want, and I never feel like I'm missing out on anything.
I think we should also focus a bit about the technology and its effect it's had on like the environment, because like obviously the our electronic devices, they require like a lot of electricity to run. So it actually costs us and it costs society so much just to enjoy all this tech. And the amount of energy to produce the gadgets.
Can I say one quick thing? The materials.
No. So I'm just saying, like, the materials that go into your phone, they're not. The batteries that are in your phone or in your electric car, you think they're sustainable?
That's what I was saying, bro. And not that the production of the phones, like factories, things like that, releases a lot of greenhouse gases. Emily, carry on. I'm sorry.
I agree with everything you're saying. And there's a big problem as well is like e-waste, you know, like after your gadgets might stop working or something like that, or they just gotten old. People kind of just throw away parts of the gadgets, some electronics, and that leads to a lot of waste as well. So
adding on to that, oh, go on.
Yeah. No, keep going.
Oh, adding on to that, you know how we learned this in TOK. So there are our data, things that it's collected from us. There's a lot of it, right? And it's stored in these warehouses. And Shika, you know more about this than I do. It's they're stored in these warehouses, and in order to keep it cool to store the data, it requires a lot of energy and heat, which it's very unsustainable, and space as well. And they're starting to. And Shika, do you know more about these warehouses? Can you expand?
That's a bold assumption. I really don't. But I can assume that, like, also with like supercomputers and those things that are used for stuff like weather prediction, any type of forecasting, all of this technology, like, and the warehouses where they store our data, they can overheat very easily. So for that, they need to be kept in like conditions where they're kept cool and stuff like that. And so that uses a lot of energy.
I'm just saying.
I feel bad.
I'm just saying for those kind of things that need to be cool, they're usually like kept in. I know there's a lot of data storage in Greenland, like Bitcoin mining. And what they do is they just have supercomputers that are open and the wind just cools that down. So they don't need to waste a lot of money or energy on cooling. And I think the number
there's
one
there's a thing, lot of electricity in actually doing it, like the mining.
That's the
one
thing, like,
actually does the mining.
The problem is, like, electricity isn't the problem, just how we get that electricity is the problem. Because Google can just come out and say, and this is what they're actually doing, they're trying to get 50% or fully sustainable energy by I think 2025. That's like on their website, it's one of their missions to get fully sustainable, and then that won't be a problem because you can have all the super cooling or electric cooling you want as long as the electricity comes from a sustainable place. That's not the problem. And to add on to what you're saying about like e-waste and on your phone, you're saying like, oh, the problem is that we're producing our phones and it takes energy. The energy like it takes to make all the phones in the world is so insignificant, it doesn't matter. But the problem is what we do with our phones. If you like, due to the fact that we have phones, there's Amazon, there's Lazada, there's so many shipping companies, and almost 30% of all of the greenhouse gases are produced by
I didn't say phones in specific. I meant like technology in general, like the production of most technology and the consumption of
But the consumption of
high externalities, and it leads to
you did not say that. No. Okay, I'm not gonna say that you didn't say that, but I'm just gonna say I did not hear you say the use and consumption of technology leads to negative externalities.
I didn't say externalities, but I said I didn't say phones. I didn't say phones specific. I meant technology.
Yeah. So the consumption of technology. Yeah.
From another point of view, technology has actually promoted human health. For example, recently I was interning in a hospital, and they took me to the imaging center, and showed me all the different kinds of technology and the images that they produced. So there was MRIs, ultrasound, CT scans, x-rays, mammograms, and I was able to see the images produced. And it was, there are some less developed technology that could not detect some things, but as they advanced, the technology could pick up on more issues within, so tumors, those kind of things. So that's an example of a case where technology improving has actually helped diagnose and help improve human health.
So to wrap it up, technology is harmful when you don't have anything to substitute from it. And figure A, Duke of Edinburgh, figure B, Emily's parents going grocery shopping, but it does have good effects in the public health industry. Or figure A, COVID-19 vaccines, figure B, Anna's internship experience. So what have we learned today?
We've established that we are all human.
That was like the first thing we said. Yeah. I'm actually quite happy you remember that joke. I thought it was lame.
That's why she remembers it. We've also learned that
Anna's not friends with me.
I'm not denying. I'm joking. Damn. I'm joking.
No, damn.
Guys, we're all jokes here. We're all friends here.
You don't need to pretend for the podcast.
Okay, guys, we'll solve your friendship later. Let's stop it.
Okay, thank you guys for listening to today's episode, and we will see you in our next chit chat.